previous June. The Chilean teachers say the government should share the wealth from a record fiscal surplus generated from booming revenues, which is chief export copper. And teachers in the town of Valparaíso held a similar protest to press for higher pay, better training, and improved retirement packages. September is the 30th anniversary of the Chilean coup. And in honor of that, first I'm going to play a report by BBC on the actual coup, just to bear in mind on what actually happened. So this is a report from BBC, so give a listen.
What I can see from my window is absolutely dead. The government buildings surrounded the gutted presidential palace have been all shot up. There isn't a light showing. There's a heavy military guard, a heavy police guard. You can still hear sniper fire and military units responding with machine guns and tank cannons. The palace is absolutely gutted. All it is a shell. In fact, this afternoon there were several dynamite explosions at the palace. It is in such weakened condition they've had to destroy part of it to prevent it from falling down. There is organized resistance. Some of these state-run, state-owned factories in the industrial suburbs are resisting the military. These factories, according to the military communiques, have been well-stocked with arms. The workers have been organized and they are firing back at the military.
And that was a report from BBC on the coup, on the overthrow of President Salvador Allende. In honor of that, in the memory of that, I have been put on the hat of the radio archaeologist, Eduardo, the radio archaeologist. That's what I was for the past few days. I was in the caves of the KBOO Music Library, and guess what? I found treasure. I found some tapes, reel-to-reel tapes. Remember those? I do, and we have lots of them. And I was like a child in a cave that finds pirate's treasure. And I found these tapes. In particular, I found this concert, which was performed in 1976. At Reed College, at the Reed College Commons, 1976. The station then was on Belmont, 3129 Southeast Belmont. And this tape was put together. It's a long one. It's a concert on Inti Illimani. And bear in mind the tape is old and it sounds a little bit warbly because it is so old. But I thought I would play it anyway in its original form, and I will be playing other reel-to-reel treasures that we have here at Cable, and I'm going to try my best to save them too, because it is KBOO history and it's a precious history and we need to take care of it. And here is the reel-to-reel tape of the concert by Inti Illimani, which is, by the way, a group from Chile, which got its impetus from the overthrow of Salvador Allende. So I thought it might be connected to play Inti Illimani. So give a listen to this. And once again, it's on reel to reel. So it's going to be a little warbly and a little rough in spots. But I just thought I'd play it anyway. It's radio, okay? So here it is, 1976 performance of Inti Illimani, recorded by KBOO when it was on Southeast Belmont.
There was a strong sense of deja vu that night as we waited to hear the Inti Illimani, six Chilean singers who were now exiled from their homeland. Many of us had gathered once before in the Reed College Commons to hear Los Paras de Chile, another group of musicians from the new Chilean Song Movement, a movement that had been brutally squashed by the military when it destroyed the legally elected Allende government. The power of these songs were a threat to the power of the junta's guns. They had to be destroyed. The Inti Illimani were on tour when Allende fell. They never returned home. There are six young men, students mostly, who had absorbed much of the spirit of the native Latin American culture and forged it into new musical forms. Many of their instruments are traditional, including pan pipes, wooden Andean flutes, and the charango, a guitar-like instrument made from the shell of an armadillo. The commons was packed to overflowing. There was a lot of energy in the crowd. I was there with the Revox tape machine. Wayne Lunt of Blue City Sound had set up the mics and the PA system. He was kind enough to give me an electronic feed for taping. We didn't have to wait long. The concert began and it sounded like this.
Muy buenas noches.
Very good evening to you.
No es la primera vez que en Portland está presente la nueva canción chilena.
It is not the first time that we have in Portland the new Chilean song.
Ustedes han conocido ya a los Parra, Isabel y Ángel Parra.
You have already met Isabel and Ángel Parra.
Y nuestra presencia acá, digamos, es una continuación de ese trabajo.
Our presence here tonight is a continuation of that labor.
Nuestro conjunto busca a través de su trabajo dignificar los valores culturales de la América Latina.
Our ensemble looks for intensifying the
dignificar
to dignify
los valores culturales de la América Latina.
Cultural values of Latin America.
Nosotros recibimos una permanente penetración cultural.
We are always receiving a constant cultural stream
a través de la radio, el cine, la televisión.
Through radio, cinema and television.
Una penetración cultural que amenaza con hacernos perder nuestra personalidad de pueblos latinoamericanos.
A cultural menace which threatens to make us lose our identification with America Latina, Latin America.
Este es el sentido de nuestro trabajo musical.
This is what gives sense to our musical work.
Interpretar la música de nuestros pueblos.
To interpret the music of our people.
Y en especial en este momento representar a nuestro pueblo chileno.
And especially at this moment to represent our people, the Chilean people.
Porque cuando ustedes celebran el bicentenario de la Declaración de los Derechos del Hombre,
because when you celebrate the bicentennial of the Declaration of Human Rights,
si en Chile hoy Thomas Jefferson hiciera esos enunciados, sería puesto en prisión.
In Chile today, if Thomas Jefferson were to make the accusations he made then, he would be put in jail.